Mass dispensing is one of those things that seems fairly straightforward at first glance, but it's actually one of the biggest challenges in a public health emergency response. Since 2004, 72 health departments in the largest metropolitan areas throughout the U.S. Have received about $50 to $65 million per year in funding through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Cities Readiness Initiative, or CRI. And through this program, which focuses on anthrax, local health departments are responsible for delivering strategic national stockpile medical countermeasures to 100% of an impacted population. That could be all residents of an entire city or a county within 48 hours of the decision to do so. Currently, about 55% of the U.S. population is covered by CRI, with at least one city in each state. And currently, most of the planning focuses on this model called the point of dispensing, or the POD, where individuals would go to a place like a school or a convention center or even a drive-thru, depending on the community, to pick up their medicine. It could also be a private pod where employers would hand out medicine either to their own staff or even to the public. And currently there are roughly 3,500 pods planned throughout the United States.
Okay. In the test, or I assume they do tests of these, how well do they do?
You know, there's a lot of variation in how well they do, but pretty well given limited resources. I'd say, you know, depending on the size of a pod and depending on the number of staff at a pod, and again, these are all under non-emergency situations, so it's really difficult to tell how it would play out during an actual emergency.
Okay, so
but we're looking at about maybe 500 to 2,000 people per hour per pod.
Okay, and so one of the things that's important to understand here is if there were a terrorist attack using plague or anthrax or something like that, we can significantly reduce the amount of casualties if people quickly got on antibiotics. And that's what this is all about. How quickly can you get antibiotics in people's mouths in a major city? So now I understand that late last year, President Obama signed an executive order about how we want to make some improvements. Tell us about some of the ongoing programs.
Sure. You're right. In December 2009, the president issued an executive order that was aimed at strengthening the nation's capabilities for mass dispensing. And some of the ideas in that executive order are expanding the U.S. Postal Service's involvement, for example, in mass dispensing. This is not necessarily a new idea. In 2004, an agreement was made between federal leaders to look at using postal carriers as a way to directly deliver medicine to people's houses following an anthrax attack. And it was and still is just envisioned as a way to kind of buy time until the local health departments can activate their pods and get them up and running. But it is a promising program in some ways. Minneapolis is actually the only jurisdiction that has an operational Postal Service plan. And they recently did an exercise there showing that using only 179 letter carrier and security teams, they could reach over 200,000 residences, about 575,000 people, in 8 to 9 hours.
Wow, that's impressive.
Pretty remarkable.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the test that was done in St. Louis with pre-positioning.
Sure. So another model that's being looked at is kind of the pre-event placement of small supplies of medicines in people's homes. These medicines are put in a sealed package that have directions on the outside and that they're only to be used for emergency use. Currently, the program is only available for U.S. Postal Service volunteers, but there is some thought being given right now in current legislation pending or being developed in Congress to look at maybe expanding this to more broadly to first responders. In St. Louis, what happened was the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did a study that looked at how 4,000 different households would handle and manage a 5-day supply of antibiotics in this med kit. And what they found was pretty remarkable, that 97% of all participants returned the kits at the end of the study, with 99% of those kits still being intact. So I think that it has a lot of promise.